Westchester's great community forum. Local and vocal, where many different voices are heard in the land every day and every night. 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Yeah. What is it for? Absolutely.
Nothing.
Uh-huh.
Back, everybody. The phone number is 914-636-0110, and Vince is on the line. Hey, Vince.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right.
Vince, how you been?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing all right. I'm enjoying your conversation. I thought I'd add a couple little thoughts to you.
Go ahead.
First off, the Board of Ed is meeting tomorrow night at Isaac Young, if anybody wants to go.
Vince, all I can tell you is the suspense is killing me. Go ahead.
Well, of course, so we don't really get too much of a turnout, and that's the way they like it. But if anybody does want to go and hear what they're going to do about the vacancy on the Board of Ed since Mr. Cooper has resigned, you can come and listen.
Vince, your subject is juicy, and I don't want to take away from your speaking time. But remember, last time you and I were there a couple of weeks back, I think you and I may have been the only people left in the audience after the excellent student presentation ended.
Yeah,
remember? Well, but that did not stop the chairman of the Board of Ed from warning the audience not to act up or get out of line. Just got to remember what this Board of Ed is thinking about. They're so worried about hearing dissident opinion that they would actually take up time warning about parent misbehavior. I don't think I've ever seen it in a New Rochelle School of Board of Education meeting. Have you?
Well, as I say, this is a brand new thing that was a new announcement, but I've spoken on that. Yeah. But tomorrow night, if people want to come and speak, you call the clerk before 3:30 tomorrow and get your name on the list.
You're doing a public service, as I've said. You've encouraged New Rochellians to appear, but let's face it, you've said it. I've said it. You and I even had a booth at the New Rochelle Street Fair, New Rochelle Education Matters, pumping up the story, parent involvement, and I'm telling you, it ain't working yet. We're not getting enough parents.
No, that's correct. And again, that's the way they like it. And they're going to keep it that way because it's working for them. I get it. But a couple of comments about the elections and Republicans and the mayor. After the mayor was found guilty by the Ethics Committee of violating the city charter in order to enrich himself to the tune of $100,000 a year for a job he's not qualified for and a 5-year contract he wanted, and it's been referred to the district attorney for criminal investigation. As I said, the mayor was going to either resign or not run again. So just as a little bit of inside baseball, it would be interesting to me to see if any journalists in the county have any interest to find out whether an offer was made by the district attorney's office to say, hey, look, we won't prosecute you if you step away from your position. And maybe a deal was made. Okay, I won't run again.
Amazing.
Because to announce that you're not running a year and a month or two before the election is rather remarkable. But I'll leave that to others to figure out.
Vince, that's an excellent point. Let me add to the mystery. We also know, as you've properly reported, a member of the Board of Education that fiercely run education campaign that I ran in and had a tumultuous time of it, though I'm glad I ran. And thanks to great people like you, Vince, and many other supporters, I made it competitive. We had a successful candidate, not 6 months after the election, about 6 months, resigns. Have you heard of a single journalist reporting or investigating that story?
No. Well, you see, this, what we're seeing with our Board of Ed is an increase in the number of people who get elected or serve and then walk away. We've had the vice president, Ms. Pacha, I think her name was, quit a few years ago. We've had Mr. Warhut step aside. So I don't know, but it is rather remarkable that this occurred. But in terms of the mayor and the city council, I just wanted to offer this thought. I've been saying for the longest time now that your next mayor is going to be Yadiro Ramos Herbert.
Yeah, that's what I said earlier.
Who I believe was part of that group called The Collective, who hectored and pestered and harassed Superintendent Fayhu out of office because she had the effrontery as a white woman to sue the chancellor of the city of New York for discrimination. And she was told by people like Ms. Ramos, a white person can't be a victim of discrimination. And she was totally out of bounds to sue for her rights. Yep. So I just ask the people and yourselves to consider this. We need to look not only at the person who was interested in running, but what are the issues? Are we happy with the fact that we have this garbage collection fee? Are we happy with the IDA giving out tax breaks without the city council even having a say-so in it? Are we very pleased about the fact that New Rochelle is a sanctuary city? Yeah. Is that something that we're proud of?
Well, you know, you mentioned a couple of things. Finch, you mentioned a couple of things, and the garbage fee. Let's go back to that one, all right? The garbage fee was supposed to be a 1 or 2 year thing, and it was going to be abolished. That was 20 years ago, because I'm living in my new house now 22 years. So I was still when I had the house on First Street. So it's about over 20 years, that one thing. Number two is that I think that right now with Bramson, with the baggage that he did and what you just finished saying or whatever, I think that we need to do is the Republican Party needs to step up to the plate here. And they have to get involved more in the school systems. It's disgusting when I heard somebody call my show and Steve's show and say that they couldn't have a Republican Party group or whatever. The kids could have a Democratic Party group, but you couldn't have a Republican.
Your point is entirely valid, and I think there are enough free-thinking people in New Rochelle who can at least consider the issues you've raised. But let's face it, it would be a lot easier if we had a non-complicit Republican Party, a really loyal party of opposition. You know, Vince, we do not. It's corrupted. It's diverted. It's implicated in some of the misdeeds and the misadministration of New Rochelle, and you can't leave them off the hook. And the responsibility Vince, goes to the city party, the county party, and ultimately the state chairman.
Well, you know, I offer that as a suggestion that the people of New Rochelle need to look at not only personalities who are running, but issues. There needs to be open and honest discussion.
Exactly. I agree.
That's to us.
What are the issues that are important to us in New Rochelle? For example, I was told by the police department when I went to the meeting the other night, the Community and Police Partnership Board, when I raised the issue of the scooters and the bikes, nobody obeying traffic laws, I was told, in effect, there's really not much we can do because it's easy for them to get away from
it. It's crazy. It's crazy, Vince. All right.
Valid point.
Vince, I got about four callers backed up. I want to get everybody in.
Quality of life
issue should
guys,
be number
gals,
one.
Guys, what's wrong with raising quality of life as an issue? It's a bigger problem than violent crime. Quality of life, we've lost it.
All right. Let's get to Joanne. Joanne, you there?
Hi. Yes, I am. I'm totally. Hi, you guys. How are you both?
How you doing, Joanne?
Good, thank you.
Let me tell you, I'm fearful, but I'm not yet angry. But it's changing. It's going to happen.
I'm just kidding.
I think there's fear and anger all over, but I do think we need to find government that's responsive to the people. Unfortunately, that requires a tuned-in, involved electorate. I don't see it around here.
Oh, my God. It's so pathetic. It's so pathetic. They're ruining this beautiful, which once was the most beautiful city. I can't even believe it. So I'm going to skip over that because Vince took care of that. Lorraine takes care of that. I'm going to skip over that. Because just to get back to what you guys were talking to, if you don't mind, just for a minute. And I won't take much time because it's too much. It's just too much to go into.
Come on.
But I sort of differ with Bruce when he said that we are. We're angry and we went into it with anger. And right. Listen, of course we're angry. Right. We're angry and fearful because of what they're doing and trying to do, and in fact are going to probably get away with a lot of this. And of course, so why shouldn't we be angry? But first and foremost, which you guys didn't mention, to me, crime probably is first and foremost. Second to that is the border, the open border situation. And listen, talk about Trump as much as you want, and I agree, Lou, with you, Dennis in the morning, and everybody else. Yes, I do agree with the turmoil that we did have and will have again, but you know what? That man did knew what he was doing, and everyone is afraid. They're afraid of his name.
Well, they've made it toxic. Somehow this former president, Schmo Trump, I'll call him Schmo Trump, because if I hear more about his now reported involvement with some Holocaust denier, which I want to read more original documents on, I'm not ready to persecute the former president. But if he didn't have enough advice, and if his family didn't have enough sense, or if they were too afraid of him to, you know, direct them away from such a meeting, it just shows how really ill-suited he is for a new election. But I will tell you, you're very fair and right. He was a heck of a president. He did a lot of good. Unfortunately, he said a lot of stupid.
Well, he did. And then, but I think a lot of it he was forced into. But that's neither here nor there, because I think that there are a lot of others behind him that are just as good. And I'll tell you the truth, I'm very impressed even with Ted Cruz. I mean, he's a trooper. I mean, but the other, oh my goodness, the music already?
All right, you want to hold on, Joanne?
We'll carry over, but
just make a final statement because I got two
people. But just for a minute. Right.
Not yet.
All right.
Wait, hold it.
Then that time I went and said goodbye. Now I'm back and not ashamed to cry.
This is WVOX at 1460 for Crestwood, Mount Vernon, and the Bronx.
1460 WVOX.
And Joanne.
Yes.
Yeah, make your point, because then I got three callers I got to get in before the hour.
Okay, listen, because there's too much to go into the cryptocurrency. There's so much stuff. I'm not even going to get into anything else. Only this one statement that you guys, listen, I respect Nick. I think it's Nick doing your music, but can't you go back to your music that you love? Because I think it's better. This is like listening to Dennis on a Saturday. You know? So that's all I want to say.
Guys. All right, thank you.
I'm going to bow out, and you guys take care and have fun.
Thank you, Joanne. Thank you so much. All right, let's get Tom Ralph on. Tom?
All right, let me zip through all of these things, guys. We've got a garbage fee, a sewer fee, and a library fee. And all of those fees are called fees to avoid them being called a city tax. Because then it would be a really high tax. So that's nonsense. That's point number one. Yep. Point number two, Board of Ed is out of control if they're admonishing the public and saying to them, stay in line.
Can you believe it? Shocking, isn't it? This is before any comments. That's as preparation for the public comment period.
If I were in the audience, I would stand up and ask for my time to speak, and I would say to them, I think you guys need to stay in line because you're out of line right now. And I do pay city tax because I own a rental property, but I don't physically live in the city of New Rochelle. Do you know, am I still allowed to go to the Board of Ed meeting?
Oh, you absolutely can go.
Yes, you can.
Absolutely.
You're paying a tax into the city. Yes, you can.
Okay, very good.
And I will tell you, the Constitution of the State of New York and the United States have not been changed. You're free to speak. They may take some liberties and say, well, we don't know you to be local, and you can fight about that, but they must let you speak, and that's how the law is. And your point is perfectly taken.
Okay. The scooters and these bicycle with motors now, you know, a bicycle with a motor on it, it's not a bicycle. It's a moving vehicle. You should need a license plate, and you should have a helmet. I don't see it down in Pelham where I live. I don't see people scooting around cutting me off on scooters and motorized bicycles. But when I go through New Rochelle, I see it all the time.
Well, Tom, you bring up a subject that's very special to me. Do we need to force laws in this city? We need the police department. I know they got a heavy load on their shoulders right now, but they need to give tickets out. Or CSO workers, community service officers, to give tickets out to these people with these motor scooters. If you're riding a scooter in this city, you should have the same thing as a guy with a motorcycle. The same laws you should abide by. You shouldn't go in and out between cars or up on a sidewalk for a while, then cut over if there's traffic. That should be a ticket right off the bat. You know, things are crazy. And I think these scooters laying around, they leave them when the time runs out on people's property. It's totally ludicrous. It's nuts. It's nuts.
I agree. I had a slam on my brake the other day going through an intersection because somebody was going sideways. You know, and it's just crazy.
I could believe it.
These are issues that the Republican people...
Just remember, the incumbent mayor, at least one time, I don't want to misreport him, has said at least once, and I'm ready to be corrected, New Rochelle should be viewed as the sixth borough of New York City. Is that something we want to aspire to, or do we want to come to our senses and recognize we are a great and unique suburb?
Well,
end of story.
Only one more tall building short of being that, Steve.
Yep, for sure.
Final note, Trump meeting with Kanye West, he's lost it. I abandoned him almost a year ago. I'm done with him. I hope he is unsuccessful in his bid to get the nomination. I would support any other person running on the Republican ticket.
No argument. None.
I'm happy to make the points nice and quickly, and I'll step aside. Have a good evening,
thanks
guys.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Nick, we got another caller on the line? All right, that's it. And I'm a caller.
Well,
Steve, you're one of the
Let's face it. Moment of truth. Donald Trump did well. Now he's finished. The man does not have a knowledge of history, perspective, self-discipline. I don't care who he met with. He's got to realize by now that he could meet with Mother Teresa, Moses, Muhammad, or Jesus themselves. It will be misreported. Maybe he should just take a little page from our common upbringing. It's called modesty. There's a time to get off the stage.
Well, I'm going to go back to what we were talking about before, quality of life issues in the city of New Rochelle. These scooters, these are things that the Republican Party has to go against the Democrats in this election or whatever. Mrs. Ramos is not going to go away with that. We need to get somebody together in this party or get together with meetings to have people talk because people, quality of life issues here. You know, I noticed one thing in New Rochelle. It seems like they're kissing the tush of these people who are not even in this city yet, who come in this city in these buildings, they're kissing their tush, but the people who lived and born and raised here and raised their kids here and sent their kids and they went to school here, they don't do nothing for. That's how I see it.
Well, your point is valid, but Lou, let's face it.
I know it's valid.
The Democrats are not going to raise the issue of quality of life. That has to be raised by people who are not in the administration, and it's up to us, the loyal opposition, conservative, traditional Democrats, traditional Republicans, and newcomers who came here for a good quality of life and a reputed great education system. We've got to speak up, and Lou, if they don't know the language, the local language, we've got to supply it to them and risk being called names and abused and being made a fellow traveler of Donald Trump on his latest misdeed, and we have to be brave enough, men and women, to sail past that and say, I care enough about my family and my community to go past that abuse.
You can't play with numbers to sell apartment buildings in downtown New Rochelle, and that's what they've been doing. To say there's no gang violence is totally wrong, everybody. To say there is no crime in New Rochelle is totally wrong. Is it like it was in the 60s, 70s or 80s when they put that space in there? It's different type of crimes now or whatever.
You're talking about New Rock.
New Rock
a
area.
Bad investment.
It was a very bad investment or whatever like that. And now you look at what's happening here and the city with all these buildings here. We need to look at this city and they talk about this sixth borough. But if we want to make it the sixth borough, let's be at the sixth borough and look at it. You got parts of Queens that people don't know because they live in here. They don't know. Kew Gardens and parts of Queens, that's Forest Hills and where you live down by the water down there. It's beautiful area, beautiful grounds or whatever. So You know, let's say the truth here. We need to step up to the plate. We want quality of life issues.
Of course. And I'll say one more thing. I've misquoted the mayor, but I've risked. I hope maybe he didn't say that. Sixth borough of New York City, if I'm incorrect, please correct me. Call this show. I'm willing to be corrected. But I do believe I've heard it at least once. And it certainly seems to be the theme of the development and any cost lobby.
All right. We'll be back next week, everybody. Nikki, thank you. Chuck, thank you. Steve, thank you so much.
Great show.
All right.